This is Financial Tune-Up with Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop from Journey Financial Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Steve and Amber provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Financial Tune-Up with Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop.
Hello and welcome to Financial Tune-Up. My name is Steve Morgan from the Journey Financial Group, and I'm here with
Amber Redekop
and
Tony Shore, your co-host.
Hey, we're glad to have everybody here today. So if any of you have questions or comments during our podcast here, please go to our website, www.journeyforwealth.com, and you can find out how to contact us. So how's life today with you, Tony?
Oh, I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for asking. And I really want to thank both you and Amber for having me on your radio show. I know you could do this without me, but I love being here each week. It's a highlight for me, and we always have fun. I always learn something, which is a good thing. At my age, to still learn things, you know what I mean?
Oh, heck yes. We love having you on the show.
But I've had a great start to the year. Amber, how are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. In fact, we are in the middle of a pretty good snowstorm here in Colorado today, so
yikes.
It's been very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I know in my home state of Minnesota, they had snow this morning as well, and headed for below zero temps. So you guys are having snow there as well.
That's exactly right. But I think we'll stay out of the below zero temperatures, hopefully.
Good. Hopefully. Well, hey, Steve, what are we talking about on today's show?
You know what we're going to talk about today, Tony, is we're going to discuss the benefits of actually working with a financial advisor. You know, throughout my years in the financial service industry, we've found that there are people everywhere, even those in the industry that have similar questions and concerns about working with an advisor. You know, many people really don't understand what it's like to work with an advisor, or they incorrectly assume that they need to be wealthier than they are. That's one of the most common mistakes people have. And I'm here to tell you that working with a financial advisor is really an easy process. And the idea of waiting to work with an advisor until you have money, well, that's just plain silly, because the idea of getting behind in your work and getting behind in your financial plan doesn't make sense if you can work with an advisor and they can and keep you up to date on that.
Well, yeah. Hey, that sounds like a great thing to talk about. And like you say, you've been doing this a couple of years or more, Steve. You've got a few years under your belt, don't you?
We do have a few years under our belt, but we're not going to say how many right now.
We're not going to announce that. All right. Well, I think this is going to be a great show, because I know a lot of folks out there have considered maybe working with a financial advisor, but just aren't sure about it. I remember before I met you guys and started doing the show with you, my wife and I, a number of years back, thought, do we need to work with an advisor? I don't know. We were always like, oh, I don't want to get together with one of these guys. They're going to try to sell us something, or we didn't know what to expect. And I, of course, we were totally wrong. And once we did, it was like, wow, this is great. And especially when the person is as knowledgeable and easy to talk to and work with as you and Amber, you both are. Now, maybe you guys could start by telling our listeners some of the benefits of working with an advisor as opposed to trying to do it yourself.
Of course, Tony. That's exactly what we're here to talk about today, and it's a good way to start us off. You know, to really put it into perspective for our listeners, what we really try to liken it to is think about professional athletes. Even the best athletes in the world know that working with a good coach can make all the difference between being really good or being great at what they do. And the same is true with working with a financial advisor. It really, our job is to serve more as a coach and to provide guidance that's really suited to their personal finances and their personal situation. And not only that, we work really hard in the industry to have the training and the expertise that is really needed to make sure that we can provide that good guidance. You know, financial advisors really have that expertise that they've gained through working with a whole bunch of people. And when we do this every day, we answer the same and similar types of questions for individuals, and we help them work through their personal situations. So we really get this good sense of expertise and knowledge behind our belts on what we can do. If you really prefer to do it yourself, you can do it on your own, but it takes a lot of time and commitment to ensure that your plan is up to date and that you're monitoring it so that it's performing the best. Really, a good financial advisor can not only save you time, but help relieve the stress as you move forward. I mean, think about how volatile the market is. It can be really stressful for people. So having a financial advisor do that for you can really be a great benefit.
What are some of the benefits of working with a person directly rather than, you know, just going online and using a computerized robo-advisor that I've heard about?
Well, you know, Tony, working with a financial plan ultimately comes down to just basic human behavior. It's really understanding what you're comfortable with in your plan and what you're not comfortable with. You know, robo-advisors are positioned by their proponents as providing the same advice at a much lower fee, but they certainly can use computer formulas to determine all these different things, but none of it really looks at how you feel about when that market changes or when it goes up or when it goes down. So robo-advisors are good to a point, but they really take out that human touch. You know, much like the scenarios in 2008, when the market just seemed to be in a free fall, people were panicking. Robo-advisors were, you know, doing just all their commands based upon some formula. But financial advisors knew that that was going to turn around, and that's what they advised their people. And if they stayed in the market, they were probably going to be okay eventually. You know, there was a recent study by Vanguard, and they found that people who work with a financial advisor could experience as much as an additional 3% investment return over their long term than those that don't. So, you know, that's just a huge part of working with people and understanding their different behaviors.
Sure. When would you guys say is the right time for someone to start working with an advisor?
We really recommend, Tony, that people start working with an advisor sooner rather than later, right? You know, once you get your first professional job right out of school, it's really wise to sit down with an advisor and start discussing your goals. You know, some people think that they need to put money towards like their emergency funds, paying off school loans, buying a home or new car. And they tend to put those things first before they start investing. But those things are all really things that an advisor can help you work through is, you know, where should you start putting your money first? Even if you're living paycheck to paycheck, it may be worthwhile to engage a financial advisor to help you find ways to free up money in your budget so that you can save a little more, so you can invest a little more. Financial advisors are really great at helping you look objectively at your budget so that you're not so emotionally tied to things.
So how much money do you have then to work with an advisor?
Well, you know, this is where it varies across the industry and across all advisors. You know, there are certainly advisors out there that have a minimum amount of wealth that they will even talk to you with, but many are looking to develop long-term relationships. I know we work with people now that they might be receiving an inheritance, but that might not be for 5 or 10 years. But we still want to establish a relationship with them and help them get to that point, feel comfortable, and know that they have a plan in place. It's really less about where you are now and really where you want to be. There are good financial advisors out there, and they're willing to help no matter how much you have. So some advisors will work with a fee based upon how many assets you have. Some advisors have a flat fee. Some advisors don't charge anything. So it's really good to find out right up front in the very first appointment what they're going to charge. Now, we'd be happy to tell exactly what we charge. We have a certain fee that we charge for things, but I'm not going to say it on the radio show because that could change next week. So so call our office to find out what our fee structure and how it works is. If you want to do that even before your first appointment, we'd be happy to answer those questions.
Right. And I know that you're willing to do one appointment at no cost to our listeners out there. That's an offer that you always make. And I think that's great. No cost or obligation to continue. That way they can get to know you and say, And you can say, hey, let's look at where you're at and let's show you where you might be able to go or where you can go if you do work with us. And they can, at that point, make their decision saying, oh, yeah, this is great. You can save me money here, here, and here and help grow my money more for retirement, things like that. So there's no cost or obligation. In fact, let's take a moment real quick here to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you for that.
Oh, definitely, Tony. And I love that point because our first and initial consultation is always complimentary. We want to make sure that our listeners are comfortable with our philosophies and that they align with their goals and their dreams. And so they can always reach out to us. They can visit our website at www.journey4wealth.com, or they can give us a call at 800-287-3041. We're always happy to discuss their financial situation with them and just get to know them better.
Well, you know, Tony, it's really important in that first appointment when people meet with you, because the first thing that has to be done is you have to like your advisor.
Yeah.
And vice versa. The advisor actually has to like you. If that's not a good relationship, we're going to find that out right from the very beginning.
Oh, sure.
And find out if that's going to be a good fit or not.
But everybody, we do all those. Everybody who meets with you, Steve and Amber, they always love you guys. So
far, I haven't heard anybody complain.
That's good. Well, hey, now, so far in the show, you've talked about the benefits of working with a financial advisor and why you might want to work with a person rather than just some online robo-advisor, and talked about the amount of money that you need to work with an advisor and how that can vary. So how would you recommend that people go about finding the right advisor?
Well, our team, you know, we meet with new clients primarily through referrals and introduction from existing clients or from other professionals that we know and have developed relationships within the industry. So asking people who they currently work for or work with is a great way to start developing a relationship with a good financial advisor. If your friends or your neighbors or your CPA, they all have recommendations for you. So I would highly encourage anyone who's looking for an advisor to do the same. You know, talk to your friends and family, your colleagues, ask them what's working for them and what advisors they have really liked or really don't like. It's a good way to determine that. I'd also recommend to our listeners that you speak with two or three different financial advisors to help them determine which one they feel the most comfortable with. You know, it's an interview and you got to think of it like that. Is the financial service professional is interviewing you, but you're interviewing them to make sure that relationship's going to work out, kind of like Steve was talking about a little earlier.
Sure. And Steve, what would you say people should look for in an advisor? What should they be looking for?
Well, there's a few obvious things that we all think of. First and foremost, are they properly licensed and registered? And do you want to work with someone who's able to work with just insurance or securities? Because really, to understand how the financial industry works, there's really three types of people that can give and sell financial products. You have insurance agents who sell insurance products. You have registered representatives who sell brokerage type products. And then you have registered investment advisors, and they can sell all types of products and offer those. But what the interesting part here is, follow the money. So if you follow the money and see how your advisor's paid, so an insurance agent works for an insurance company, is paid by that insurance company. He works for that insurance company. The stockbroker works for his brokerage firm, paid a commission by that brokerage firm, and works for that brokerage firm. A registered investment advisor, and they're legally, the only ones that can call themselves advisors is a registered investment advisor. They actually work for you, the client, in a fiduciary manner. So that's the first thing to do, is find a fiduciary that you want to work with. Lastly, is your financial advisor part of a team? Is there other people in the office that can step in and help out build plans? Or, for instance, in our case, we have several strategic partners in various areas that can come in. You know, if we need a Medicare specialist, or if we need a long-term care specialist, if we need somebody specializing in senior real estate, we have a team already built that can come in and help those people. So a relationship with a financial advisor can really be measured in decades. So it's really worth taking the time to find the right person.
I think that's a great way to look at it. So what should we expect when we meet with an advisor for the first time?
You know, Tony, typically we start by introducing our firm and our team, and we describe the types of clients that we work with. We've given some of that information in the show now. We work with everyone from someone who's just starting out in their career to folks that are entering retirement and making sure they have a retirement plan that's laid out for them. You know, and then we really discuss the client's goals and objectives. We talk about where they are currently in their financial picture and in their life. And we talk about their hopes and their dreams, where they want to be and what kind of style, they, lifestyle they want to live in retirement. And we get a feel for what they define as a successful relationship when working with us and what that looks like to them. So we know what kind of standards they are setting up for us to hit. That way we can meet and exceed those goals and their standards. Really, ultimately, we just want our clients to be comfortable working with us and talking with us. So we, that way they're comfortable as we move forward and we start talking about the details of their current life and their current financial situation.
All right. Let's take a moment here to let our listeners know once again how to get a hold of you.
Our goal at the Journey Financial Group is to help our clients accomplish their income goals and set them up with the tools and the accounts to help them succeed in reaching their retirement dreams. You know, if you'd like help in this process, please feel free to visit our website, journeyforwealth.com, or call our office for a complimentary consultation, and that's 800-287-3041.
All right, and listeners, you're listening to The Financial Tune-Up with our hosts Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and we've been talking about the different aspects of working with a financial advisor, what you can expect. So far, Steve and Amber, you've covered how to go about finding the right financial advisor, what we should look for in choosing an advisor, and what to expect in that first meeting. Could you give us an idea of how often people should be meeting with their advisor?
Well, sure, Tony. You know, we really, as a general rule of thumb, we want people to meet with their advisor at least once a year just to review their plan and their situation. And then we also recommend if they have any life changes, you know, such as they change jobs, they have an income change, those types of things, change in marital statuses. We really want you to talk with your financial advisor about those things to make sure that you're properly adjusting your plan to account for those differences in your life. You know, sometimes we will meet with our folks as often as they want to. We'll meet monthly or quarterly if that's what they need, just to ensure that we're kept up to date on their situation and they're comfortable knowing that we're on top of monitoring their accounts and watching the market for them so that their investments are performing in the way that they want. So we're always happy to meet with you in person or talk with you over the phone, whichever you're more comfortable with.
Wow, and I think that sounds great. So how do we get the most out of our meeting with an advisor?
Well, you know, as we think about it here, I think one of the best things we can do when meeting with a financial advisor is really just to come with an open mind. Be prepared to discuss what's important to you openly and honestly, and be open to new ideas and suggestions. And as far as being prepared goes, I would suggest that people spend some time prior to their meeting thinking about their goals and their objectives. And that's not just financial goals, that's life goals also. And this will really help that first discussion go along. Beyond that, it's good to have a working understanding of savings, expenses, account balances, insurance coverage, and other general information that will be discussed in that meeting.
Wow. So it's safe to say then that financial advisors aren't just for investing.
That's exactly right, Tony. Honestly, it's a very common misconception that people have about financial advisors is that they're really only helpful in managing investment accounts. But really, here at the Journey Financial Group, we strongly believe that you need both sides. You need to have some understanding about investments and be able to manage those accounts. But insurance is a big piece of setting you up for success, especially in retirement as well. You know, you also need to have a good understanding as a financial advisor of legal documents like wills and powers of attorney that will need to be put into place for both when you're living and after you've passed away. Those are two different types of documents that you're going to need to have set up. And an advisor should, he may not be able to do those things for you. Like, we can't do some of those legal documents, but we have relationships with lawyers that can help us out. And a good financial advisor should have those. So no matter how good the financial advisor is at helping you manage your investment portfolios, if you can experience a situation like death or disability or even a lawsuit in your life and they can help you with that, it can drastically help and change your financial plan in a heartbeat. So your financial advisor really should have this kind of holistic view of you and of your situation so they can help navigate through all of the life situations you may encounter.
Well, I think that sounds great. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Unfortunately, our time is just about up. Is there anything else you want to add before we go today?
Well, let me throw in here. I'm hoping that you got something out of our show today and you have a better understanding of the benefits that you may get out of working with a financial advisor. You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed with the amount of planning and the calculations that accompany all the aspects of retirement, you know, feel free to reach out and we would be happy to work with you. With the help of some of the right financial services professionals, you can create a strategy that can help your finances and your retirement income plans stay on course. If you have any questions about today's show or comments, please do not hesitate to contact us at 800-287-3041, and we're happy to help. Be sure to also jump over to our website, journeyforwealth.com, to receive your free downloadable ebook, which should be available here in just the next week or so. It's an exciting announcement that we're going to have here in the next couple weeks.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And listeners, that concludes our time for today's episode of The Financial Tune-Up with Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop.
That's right, listeners. Thank you very much for tuning in and join us next time, same place, for another show of Financial Tune-Up. Take care and we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Financial Tune-Up. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop at Journey Financial Group. Call 800-287-3041 or visit their website at journeyforwealth.com. That's journey, the number 4, wealth.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Journey Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Colorado. Insurance products and services are offered through Journey Insurance Services, LLC. Journey Investments, LLC, and Journey Insurance Services, LLC are affiliated companies. Journey Investments, LLC, Journey Insurance Services, LLC, and Steve Morgan are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.